This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. The Pentagon, their unwavering loyalty to the 5.56 by 45 cartridge, may be faltering at long last, but we're once again being confronted by the laws of the universe. The beauty of the 5.56 is what it weighs, okay? It's easier to carry a bunch of this with you. And when you're going into combat, you want as much ammo as you can carry, but every ounce you carry is pain. So any weight savings you can find is better. Now, new materials, new coatings, and other surface treatments, new machining methods, technology, new propellants, they all help. But game-changing miracles, though falsely claimed, are pretty much confined to the Old Testament. So here's something to understand. Auto-loading military rifles, whether you're semi-auto or you're fully auto, if you have one, chambered for 5.56 by 45 are suitable. Maybe even ideal for domestic personal defense and police patrol rifles. But as a main battle rifle, the caliber is inadequate. It is inadequate in both range and penetration. And all the wonder bullets proposed and issued since the 1960s have fallen far short of adequately addressing those two critical issues. And then when you take it and put it in the M4 configuration or SBR configuration, the short barrel makes a bad problem even worse. So here is the unhappy truth about all of this. While DOD wants a more powerful cartridge effective to 500 meters, they don't seem to consider that it is invariably going to require a rifle that weighs more and has a longer barrel than the current M4. That's simply a fact. Barrel length, overall rifle weight, propellant capacity, bore diameter, durability, effectiveness, all of those parameters have to be balanced against unavoidable trade-offs inherent with each. A very large ratio of propellant to bore diameter requires a long barrel length and shortens a barrel's life. Large bore diameter, and of course a heavier burette, requires a heavy barrel and a larger cartridge case, which means increased recoil and decreased magazine capacity. Big case heads require big bolts. So, we have been trying to find the best compromise since the Mauser brothers first introduced bolt guns and smokeless propellant back in the 1800s. In fact, the original 7mm Mauser was a pretty good military cartridge, and it still is. Then there was the 280 British, the 276 Peterson, probably adequate but never adopted. The 6.5x55 Swedish is in the same category. So a military cartridge, a true military cartridge, needs generous case taper for smooth feeding and extraction. It needs limited pressure for reliability, durability, long barrel life, and a slow heat buildup. It needs a ballistically efficient round bullet, heavy and sturdy enough for adequate penetration and sufficient muzzle velocity to keep the round supersonic out to at least 800 meters. We have a new generation of cartridges coming along, the 224 Valkyrie, the 6.5 Creedmoor, the 260 Remington. They all make good long-range sniper calibers. But with a light skinny round or light skinny bullet combined with a barrel with a fast twist rate, you're going to get rapid heat buildup, short barrel life, and the requirement for a long barrel. significant muzzle velocity is sacrificed for every centimeter of barrel length that you reduce. So any of these calibers in a short-barreled rifle represents a contradiction of terms. So the DOD is going to have to acknowledge, the first thing they're going to have to acknowledge is this. When they insist on a 500-meter rifle with adequate penetration, that rifle will need at least a 20-inch barrel, and it will have to be chambered for a cartridge with a bullet at least twice as heavy as that of the current 5.56 by 45. And unhappily, what they have fanatically avoided confronting for the past 40 years is the fact that they're going to have to, at long last, actually train riflemen to kill individual enemy soldiers, one at a time, with accurate semi-automatic rifle fire. Who's going to teach that, though? DOD could have an adequate main battle rifle, as described above, complete with appropriate optics, rails, etc., in the hands of frontline soldiers and Marines in less than a year, all for a fraction of the cost of a single stealth fighter. If there were any will at the highest levels to actually get it done and finally put this issue behind us. In the military today, they have tried to field a number of things in the 308 category, which actually does get out to that part of being a main battle rifle. But some of the things they brought back are M14s, which meet all of Mr. Farnham's requirements here. And that's great. M14 is a fine weapon. The scout rifle that I have is sort of based loosely upon that type of design. So I don't have a problem with the M14. The problem is that, well, they're getting a little long in the tooth. We've actually, there's been some, they played around a little bit with AR-10s, which is an AR-15 chamber for 308, 7.62 by 51, if you will. I don't know how well those have worked out for them. Then there's the SCAR, which is reckoned to be a really nice rifle, but in the civilian world, it would cost $3,000 to get into one. And I imagine that these have to be fully automatic as well. So I don't know what a fully automatic SCAR would run unless it's the same amount as it would with a semi-automatic, because it really shouldn't be that much of a difference. But then you've got the shorter barrel. Because the SCAR and the AR-10, what they're trying to do is they're trying to take this long range round and stuff it into something that's short and compact. There's going to have to be some sort of a mix in here. They're going to have to have infantrymen that are the close contact people, and they're going to run with the shorter weapon. And then they're going to have the people that are actually going to have to fight it in long distance shooting, which right now the 5.56, the M4, is not as good as the AK. So, I don't know what we're going to see. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not as exuberant about them coming to a solution as I normally would be. But we'll see. We'll see what we get out of these folks, these rascals. Clearly, we're about to see a change. And they've been trying to change the primary weapon of the soldiers, the Marines, for quite some time. And some of the stuff I've seen has just been stupid. I mean, there is some talk of bringing back the caseless ammunition thing, which would reduce weight. James Jaeger has been dealing with some people that have plastic cased ammunition. That would reduce weight if it's viable, if it'll hold up. There's a lot of things they can do to try to reduce the weight, but they're going to have to get past this idea that they're going to have a compact short rifle to do it. It's just not going to happen. You can't have that kind of accuracy at that kind of distance and have a short barrel. It's a physics thing. I didn't write the rules. Einstein did, or somebody did. I don't know who did it, but whoever did it, they were correct. You cannot defeat physics. You simply cannot. So there you have it. I'm sure, and you know what? I'm still an AR aficionado. Still love them, but there's another rifle coming soon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I know what I need to do now. I don't need to make new bumps. I need to just have more bumps because that particular one has played four times this show. So that will be in the works here shortly. I'm counting and taking notice today. Somebody asked me to, so that's what I'm doing. Because, you know, the bumps sort of like the frame of the show. If you will. The frame of the show. So, Let us go back if we can. Here in South, there's two states in the United States that are shall issue states that have penalties if you're a concealed carrier and you inadvertently show your weapon. One is my home state, South Carolina. The other one is Florida. And Florida is actually trying to do something about it. It's called HB 39 by Representative Dane Eagle. That's sort of a cool name, isn't it? What's your name? Dane Eagle. That's pretty cool. I like that. It was heard in the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee this past Monday and passed by a vote of 9-4. And it is a bill to stop the abuse of law-abiding citizens who are licensed by the state to carry concealed weapons for self-defense and whose firearm becomes temporarily exposed to ordinary sight of another person. Yeah, like if you're in the shoe store and you're reaching for the pair of shoes that actually fits, which are always on the top shelf. They're never where you can just reach them. So they're always on the top shelf. And once again, coming out of New York, Mayor Michael Bloomberg's group calling themselves the Moms Demand Attention from the Illegal Mayors that seem to be everywhere in every town or something. I never get it right. They were present, and this time represented by Jamie Ito of Tallahassee. Now, either Ms. Ito had not read the bill and was simply reading testimony someone prepared for her, or she attempted to mislead the committee with her erroneous statements claiming, this bill is a dangerous proposal which legalizes the open carry of handguns in Florida. Well, you know, 45 states allow the open carry of pistols in their states, Florida and South Carolina not being included in that group. And I'm trying to figure out why that's dangerous, because every time you see a police officer, you know what he's doing? He's openly carrying his weapon. Is that not dangerous, too? Her testimony contained so much false information that Representative Dane Eagle had to use his closing statement on the bill to correct the record and rebut her testimony. So it will go next to the House Judiciary Committee. Now, the people who voted against the bill were all Democrats. The people who voted for the bill were all Republicans. So that sort of, you know, lays out the part where, even though I said, you know, Republicans for, Democrats against. This is not an open carry bill. This bill has nothing to do with carrying openly or brandishing. This bill is about stopping the abuse of law-abiding citizens who are licensed by the state and, by the way, have been vetted to carry concealed weapons for self-defense. If you flash the bottom of your holster, if they see the outline of the gun against your shirt, that does not, and if it's temporary, you know, or if you inadvertently raise your covering dark or garment, like, say you're seated in a booth in a restaurant, and you're getting out there, and as you're coming through, it's pulling tight against you. Listen, I carry a gun everywhere I go. I know exactly what I'm talking about. As you do that, it's pulling tight against it. It outlines it. Then you step up, and it might pop up a little bit, and it might stick out there. Hey, then what? It's temporary, but everybody sees it. But whoever does that, whoever lets that happen, they're not a criminal, gun grabbers. And this is an act of innocence, and it should not be a crime. In Florida, there's 1.8 million law-abiding license holders. Every time a law-abiding person licensed by the state to carry, every time they leave the house, they run the risk of that firearm becoming exposed to the sight of another person and then being treated like a criminal. This bill stops anti-gun law enforcement officers and anti-gun prosecutors from abusing law-abiding license holders for temporary exposure of a concealed firearm. In short, it stops them from criminalizing the exercise of a constitutional right. It also does one thing that I can't even believe that we have to actually talk about. Yeah, you know, it's pretty stupid that we have to actually sit here and discuss this. If you're carrying, look, I want you to think about what you carry every day. And men, what do men show most often that they don't mean to show. Most of the time, it's going to be the top of their underwear band, isn't it? If not something else a little more, less delicate, that I'm not even going to say out loud. But you know what? Dan Aykroyd used to make fun of it on Saturday Night Live. Women, it's your bra, isn't it? Inadvertently, your bra will show, underwear will show. Now, this is not something you're supposed to show. This is supposed to be underwear. It's supposed to be under the garment, right? It happens. Does that make you, if you're a female, does that make you a hooker? Does it make you a woman of less repute? Does it make you, should you have the scarlet letter, you know, sewn to your forehead? What does it make you when that happens? And likewise with guys, if you're showing your underwear or the other stuff, what does that make you? So, that part of it, all of this stuff that is inadvertent, why is that illegal if it's a gun? Now, if you're wearing a gun, you know, these states that only allow concealed carry, which is the way criminals carry their guns. If that shows and you check your, you know, okay, you've got your permit, try not to let that happen again. That should be it. That should be all that happens. But in these states, like South Carolina and Florida, where the force of law is behind it, no, that is not what happens. No, not at all. So, there you have it. It's stupid that we have to have this conversation. And at the same time, we have to have this conversation in South Carolina and in Florida all the time. Which, it's irritating, I swear to God it is. It just makes me crazy. So, we'll see where that goes. I hope Florida gets it that way. Then maybe somebody in South Carolina will look up and say, hey, did you see what they did? Because we're not leaders here in South Carolina. We're just followers. We just follow things. We don't really lead in South Carolina. That's the way it is. So, anyway. I'm sure that there's people in South Carolina right now going, Bill, you don't need to be talking like me. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Bumps for the whole show. So, coming to you live from the AR500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I learned a long time ago that it is better to exist in a world without hate, exist in a world where you're not feeling aggressive, where you're not feeling anger, that kind of thing. And just when I thought that the Democrats and the other leftists couldn't sink any lower in their little squalid, polluted little swamp that they occupy, they prove me wrong. They wallow. Somehow they vibrate deeper into the filthy slime. Tuesday night, the Democrats actually showed up to the State of the Union address and either walked out or refused to applaud President Trump or played Candy Crush and checked their Twitter feed and did emails on their phones or whoever they were. The ones that ignored his neutral references to the brave military, the importance of family or the low minority unemployment rate. And, you know, when USA came out, Representative Luis Gutierrez, Obama's once, you know, Democrat from Obama's home city and state of Chicago, he stalked out of there. After the speech, the resistors, who I don't even know what they're resisting, they denounced the president's calls for unity, labeling them divisive. And even the all-white pantsuit worn by Trump's immigrant wife, Melania, triggered more criticism. But then they got a little good news for the left. It was good news for the left. A train carrying Republican legislators to their annual retreat crashed into a garbage truck, causing serious injuries and one death. So, demonstrating their lack of the multiculturalism and multilingualism that they brag about, several of them gloated, "Karma," revealing their ignorant cultural and religious appropriation as they twisted a complex and important philosophy of Buddhists and Hindus. Like this one. That's too bad. Sorry, not sorry. Karma is for real. And I can't say it. And it's from at Joy Lapine. My first thought when I saw the hashtag news, hashtag karma, hashtag crash, hashtag accident, hashtag theresistancepick.twitter.com. Nah. Another Swamp Thing asked, a train carrying Republican members of Congress hits a truck near Charlottesville. Or is this a metaphor for American politics today? That particular swamp creature was Keith Boykin. No, it is an example of how the leftist mind reacts to rejection. Or, in another bizarre example, gleefully linking the crash with Trey Gowdy's announcement that he is retiring. Here, author and self-proclaimed CNN talking head Jonathan Tessini took to Twitter, wow, train full of goopers hitting truck, and this, God is working hard today to clean up the stink. Thank her. Hashtag Trey Gowdy, hashtag GOP train wreck. And then he was eventually deleting his tweet, whining. Apologies, people. It was poked out in the midst of convo with two colleagues on the deep racism slash hypocrisy slash criminality promoted by GOP, or as GOPer Amanda Carpenter says, gaslighting of America. Deleting. Well, you just got, you were being torn apart, weren't you, on Twitter? And then, when people were saying, fire him, CNN, he said, let me save you the time. I don't work for CNN. They don't pay me. They can't fire me. I apologize nonetheless. So you're a liar too, Mr. Tessini. In addition to be a waste of skin on my planet. You know, the swamp is poisonous, but it is slowly being drained. It is slowly being drained. I've seen pictures of the Democrats, especially Pelosi and Schumer. And, you know, Trump was giving a very positive presidential message to America. And here we have the kids when they're too young to know any better. So, let me give you some examples of kids that should know better. Like my cousin, who was around 6 at the time, had just had an operation. Played his role of recovering patient to the hilt. He liked being taken care of and mollycoddled. One morning, his mom served him bacon and eggs, but he refused to eat them. And his mother suggested that his breakfast would be good for him and help him get well faster, but he was adamant. And then his mother told him that she would give his breakfast to his sister. And then he got really angry, declaring that he did not intend to eat his breakfast, and he did not want his sister to eat it either. Sounds like a Democrat, doesn't it? Or like the day the boys were playing basketball in front of the house, and a disagreement arose, followed by silence, and later, child goes slamming into the house, storming in, you know. When asked what happened, he said that he and the others had insisted that Bobby follow the rules. And Bobby was not about to follow the rules. He wanted to play by his rules, and when they refused, he played his ace in the hole because it was his basketball. And he picked up his ball and he went home. In his mind, the other players refused to compromise. Sounds like some Democrats, doesn't it? Or Barb. She loved hanging out with her friends from junior high school. Sometimes she thought that she spent more time with them than she did at home. But her mother and father never said anything. The experts insist that young people should be given their freedom. Then Barb told her parents one night that one of her friends was having a sleepover that weekend. And this would be her first sleepover ever. And she was so excited, never asked if it was okay. Her mother and father did not know this girl's family, and this was her first year of junior high school, so they decided that she would wait until another appropriate occasion. But Barb didn't like this idea. She would not listen. She was not able to accept the decision. It was her life, and they were interfering with her plans to go to her friend's sleepover. She fumed, and she complained, then she glared. First she glared at her mother, then she glared at her father, and in the most contemptible voice she could muster, she told them both that she hated them. Like a Democrat. Little Jimmy had a very strange look on his face. You know, I'm not going to give you that one. So as I watch, I'm not going to give you that one. As I watch the Democrats at this State of the Union speech, they were so miserable. They, you know, they do not want employment to rise. They don't want the stock market to rise. They don't want the economy to grow. They do not want the president to succeed. They don't want to see America prosper under somebody else. That is frightening to them. If America is doing well, they will not need the government to take care of them. And that's a terrible possibility for them. So they're out of power, which casts a pale over every continent in the room. They're not making the rules now. They cannot play the game the way they want to play the game, and they're upset. So what are they going to do? They cannot even take the ball and go home because now someone else owns the ball. And the game is going on without them, and they do not like that. So they're angry. They're angry. And they're being infantile, and that's fine. I hope at some point in the near future that the Democrats will be able to grow up, put their country before their party, and participate in our government to make the America the land of liberty and opportunity. But you know what? I'm not holding my breath on that one. I'm not holding my breath on that one. So, yeah, I see you, Democrats. I see how unhappy you are. I see how miserable you are. I get it. Do you get it? I certainly get it. I know what your problem is. And it doesn't bother me that you have that problem, and I'm not going to give in, and you don't get anything from me. Because as your Messiah used to say, we won. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is the last time on the firing line, and we are coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. I just like saying that. I got a banner today. I got a gigantic banner with my logo and their logo. And, yeah, I'm feeling sort of good right about now. Don't feel great physically. I gotta tell you this. And I'm just going to tell you this because it's the end of the show. I almost didn't do it tonight. I felt that bad. But I'm glad I have done it. I much prefer having a live broadcast for you than some rerun. So, anyway, it has been more than a year since Madonna proclaimed at the Women's March in Washington, D.C. that I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House, but I know that won't change anything. Her little rant that day may not have changed anything, but it certainly spread like wildfire on the national news networks as the opening shot of women's all-out war on Trump. But what's the war about? Is it mostly about a woman's right to choose? Because the march planners refuse to allow pro-life women to participate. You might think so, but aren't the pro-life women choosing? Yet, until recently, neither Trump nor the Republican Party had taken any official side on the abortion issue. And this is really about identity politics and what Columbia University professor Mark Lila has called the left liberal crack-up. He traces the origins of identity politics to a slogan of the feminist movement during the 1960s, "The personal is the political." Originally, he observes, it was interpreted to mean that everything that seems strictly private, sexuality, the family, the workplace, is in fact political, and that there are no spheres of life exempt from the struggle for power. But the phrase could also be taken in a more romantic sense, that what we think of as political action is in fact nothing but personal activity, an expression of me and how I define myself. As we would put it today, my political life is a reflection of my identity. And that romantic definition fits Madonna's rant. She was not really planning to blow up the White House. She merely wanted to reaffirm her already well-established public identity as a femme fatale. And given the circumstances, it wouldn't have surprised anyone if she'd followed her threat at the Women's March by breaking into a soaring rendition of "Don't Cry for Me, Argentina." That sort of egocentrism was an innovation on the left. Socialism had no time for individual recognition. Even the early movements of the 50s and the 60s to secure the rights of black Americans, women, and gay appealed to our shared humanity and citizenship, not our differences. The 70s, Leland notes, that when blacks complained that white movement leaders were racist, Feminists complained that they were sexist, and lesbians complained that straight feminists were homophobic. And it was then that the radical liberal and progressive activists also began to redirect their energies away from party politics and toward a wide range of single-issue social movements. So focusing attention on the members of his profession, Leela argued that the big story is not that leftist professors successfully turn millions of young people into dangerous political radicals every year. It is that they have gotten students so obsessed with their personal identities that by the time they graduate, they have much less interest in and even less engagement with the wider political world outside their heads. And that is then what Leela apparently considers a primary cause of the liberal crack-up. As he concludes in his final paragraph, the politics of identity has done nothing but strengthen the grip of the American right on our institutions. It is the gift that keeps on taking. Now is the time for liberals to do an immediate about-face and return to articulating their core principles of solidarity and equal protection for all. Never has the country needed it more. And that time for an about-face is way too late. Writing in the November 2017 issue of Imprimis, a publication of Hillsdale College, Matthew Cotinetti has cited some of the most egregious leftist attacks on traditional American values. At the DNC convention in 2012, a majority of delegates opposed any reference to God in their party platform. 2014, the Affordable Care Act forced the Little Sisters of the Poor to provide contraceptive coverage for their employees under a mandate that violated the free exercise of religion. Also in 2014, Brendan Eich was forced to step down as the CEO of Mozilla because he opposed same-sex marriage. In 2015, an Oregon judge fined a small Christian bakery $135,000 for refusing to bake a cake for a same-sex wedding. I would love to know where that came from. By March of 2017, Democratic legislative majorities in 19 states and D.C. had passed anti-discrimination laws that let transgenders use public facilities corresponding to their gender identity instead of their gender chromosome. Then we have the ubiquity of Facebook and the smartphone-induced epidemic of selfies. The technological innovation that has launched our nation on what may be an irreversible path to special interest balkanization. No matter where you go in Blue State America, you will see people staring at and tapping or swiping their smartphone screens, completely oblivious to what's going on in the real world around them. When I get in my car now, I've set my phone to where I don't get any notifications. I'll play music, I'll use GPS, but I get nothing. On January 12, 2018, Betsy Morris stresses that the goal of Facebook and Google is to create or host captivating experiences that keeps users glued to their screens, whether for Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, or Facebook. A child can understand the business model. The more screen time, the more revenue. She cites three recent studies that reveal nearly 75% of teenagers have access to smartphones, unlocking the devices about 95 times a day. Spending close to 9 hours a day tethered to screens large and small outside of school. And she warns that when to allow children a smartphone has become as significant as when to hand over the car keys. And she drills deeper into the parental dilemma by focusing on several specific case studies of individual parents in such major cities as Austin, Texas, Palo Alto, and San Francisco, California, Syracuse, New York. Most of those parents were prosperous professionals with jobs in the healthcare and high-tech industries. But what she found, while she avoids passing judgment on any of these parents, she makes a point of listing several smartphone features parents find beneficial. Like, many parents are thrilled with the benefits technology delivers for their children. Programs and games teach arithmetic, foreign languages, and logic. Online books are nearly limitless. She found out that smartphones offer children greater independence, with apps that allow parents to locate them instantly. They also make it easy to keep parents at bay. She found that children set up Instagram accounts under pseudonyms that friends but not parents recognize. Some teens keep several of those so-called Finsta accounts without their parents knowing. Now, items 2 and 3 are not really beneficial, for they limit parental monitoring and encourage childhood deception. And this further isolates a child from the parent. In another Wall Street Journal report titled Zuckerberg's Dilemma, When Facebook's Success is Bad for Society, Christopher Mims takes a closer look at these features. He found that all but one social media service had a negative effect on mental health. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and the Facebook-owned Instagram all push survey participants to contrast their lives with others. This is known as social comparison. And this is what happens, like on Facebook or on YouTube, especially YouTube. You'll see somebody going out and taking a vacation, going somewhere. I'm going to go out and hang glide with the eagles. And then after that, I'm going to climb Mount Everest. And then I'm going to go scuba diving with white sharks. And I'm going to do this while I fly on a jet plane with a $21,000 plane seat. And I'm going to do it all with the best camera, and I'm going to vlog. Hey, look at me. I'm cool. And that's what they're watching. And then they compare themselves to this. And this is a problem. This is a problem. I mean, if you can't take this and look at it and say to yourself, okay, there's a little more to this than meets the eye. How's a child equipped to do that? How's a child equipped to look at anything and say to themselves, well, a $21,000 airline seat, what could that buy? Do I need to ride in a $21,000? Yeah. Anyway, that's what they're faced with today. Identity politics, this is what we get. Thank you, leftists. You have been so kind. Back again in 21 hours. Tomorrow we're going to be joined by Tatiana Whitlock as we go into the weaponized woman. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.